Hi everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Victoria, and I'm, as Martin said, I'm on the kind of discipleship team. So I was really pleased that Sue mentioned this earlier, because I think this is a fantastic, Tracy's drawing is just fantastic, showing our key values and how are the groups, the kind of focus groups, fit together. And we heard last week about the family and community, and today I'm going to talk about discipleship. And I love the fact that the image for the discipleship is the open Bible and a tree growing out of it. So hopefully you'll see that discipleship is all about growth, and that whenever these cogs all fit together, and when one turns round, they all turn round. So it's really important that all these things are working together. And if one gets jammed, well, really the others will get jammed and stopped. So there are lots of you'll notice over the weeks, there'll be lots of crossovers between the different focus groups. So discipleship, well, I thought I would, you know, Google it and see what it says on Google. So discipleship entails transformation from some other worldview and practice of life into that of Jesus Christ. And that's a pretty clear view, transformation. And also, as Apostle Paul said in Romans 12, we must not be conformed to this world, but we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds, so that we may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I thought that really kind of sums up. So discipleship is about growth and it's about transformation. So our kind of main goal of discipleship is that we will develop a culture of discipleship, faith and expectation, with everyone maturing spiritually and growing in their giftings. Now that's a pretty big goal, and you can see how it overlaps with some of the cogs in our focus groups. I just want to read a verse from Ephesians 4, and you can see how everything in the discipleship is really based in the Bible. So Ephesians 4 verse 11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. So this is something that God wants us to do, and it involves all of us. So all of us moving forward. So we've kind of got five kind of objectives in the discipleship group, and I'm going to just talk about three of them, and then Sharon's going to talk about two of them in a minute. So one of them is that we will ensure that all adults and young people have opportunities to be cared for pastorally through one-to-one contact. And we know from the Bible that meeting together in twos is a very biblical thing. In Luke 10, Jesus sends out the 72 in twos to work and support each other. Acts 13, Barnabas and Saul go off working together. Acts 16, Silas and Timothy go off working together. So we want to try and intentionally give people opportunity, if they want, to be supported one-to-one, to create a culture of care within our church community. Those ad hoc phone calls to people, supporting each other, the prayer texts, the kind of the Wednesday, the night prayer meetings, just meeting, supporting each other. And the things like the Facebook page, which has already, Barrett has already started it, where we can kind of come together and support each other. So this may be through discipleship groups, or it may be a one-to-one thing. But we want to try and make sure that everybody kind of intentionally has that support if they want it. So a kind of mentoring. Another of our objectives is to establish small groups with a culture of personal learning and growth in a supportive family environment. Now, if we look in Matthew 15, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand." He was always teaching people, if we want to grow, we need to find out more. And in Matthew 24, Jesus spent time with just his disciples, teaching them and answering their questions to help their faith and understanding grow. So we want to make opportunities so that everybody could be involved in some kind of small group. It could be a discipleship group, it could be a midday group, there's lots and lots of groups already going on. But we want to make sure that everyone who would like to has a chance to be involved in a group. And that does also mean that we're going to need, you know, people to maybe called to be step up and lead and organise some of these groups too. So that's another of our objectives. And then another one is to provide opportunities for people to be trained and coached and mentored in personal spiritual growth and leadership. So if we look again to the Bible and look in Luke 9, Jesus was always taking his disciples away with him to teach them and to talk about what they'd done, how their ministry, he sent them out on their ministry, and then they had times when he came back together and he wanted to find out how things were going and support them. And in that same way, we need to meet together, share where we are, share what's happened, and then equip ourselves for where we're going. So we want to try and, you know, provide training for people who want to step up into different ministries. We'd love to be investigating, you know, mentoring for the young people, mentoring in the kind of one-to-one pastoral side. But things like that don't just happen. We need to look and find out training and try and make sure that people who want to be involved feel that they are equipped so that they can, you know, can step forward into where God's calling them. So we need, in that same way, we need to meet together with others in our church, in our network, with other Christians in our locality, and we need to learn together. And it's a kind of a discipleship is something that God's calling all of us to be involved in. It's not like we were talking at Alpha on Thursday. It's not like suddenly you become a Christian and then you know everything and you understand everything. And I certainly know for me in my life, you know, God's been so gracious to me. I didn't understand a lot of things at the beginning, but gradually over the years, God's brought the things that I need to develop, things I need to learn through different training, different understanding, talking to people. God kind of opens our eyes kind of when we're ready to more of him, more understanding, more of his work. And, you know, to do that, we have to step forward, to be involved, to maybe step forward to lead a small group, maybe step forward to mentor somebody. And while I was thinking about this, it reminded me of something that Barry Voice said a few years ago when he felt, you know, God was challenging him and calling him to move forward. And he said it was like God had put a line on the floor and he was calling him to step over that line. And he needed to take that step of faith and God would then equip him for what he wanted him to do. And I know I've certainly had that in my life when I felt God's called me to step over the line and God will equip us. And God, you know, he's calling all of us to step forward in our own discipleship. It's only kind of from us, within us, that we can't kind of take things that people put on top of you, but you've got to be ready to step forward to learn and disciple, learn together. So that's kind of a summary of kind of three of our things that we really want to make sure that everybody individually has got mentor or support, pastoral support, if they want it. That we've got small groups where people can come together, that we can learn and build each other up, and that we're on a wider picture that we'll provide training so people can step up and step out to where God is calling them. So our kind of challenge is really to pray for all of us, to pray and consider, what is God asking you to step over the line to do, or to receive, or to grow? Thank you, and I'm gonna hand over to Sharon.
Thank you, Victoria. Right, so I'm going to feed back on the last two objectives. The first one being that our objective is also to provide regular teaching that helps people to understand God's character, his word, and his promises. And our thinking along these lines, our aim as to how this could happen, is to just ensure that the Sunday teaching is accessible to all. The second area we looked at was to actually establish what the teaching needs are. So is it going back to basics and regularly revisiting some of the really important messages that we all need to be reminded of? And the other thing we think this group is important to help to fulfill is to find the right channels to feed back to the leadership team. So that was the first, but teaching that helps people to understand God's character, his word, and his promises. I'm just going to refer to Deuteronomy here. The power of God's word is just such an important part of everything we do. And in Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 and 19, it says, "Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." So our challenge really is, well, as Martin said, we're trying to share the flavor with you. And I thought our challenge would be to try and marinate in the word during the week. And how do we marinate in something other than actually constantly revisit it? So small groups are incredibly important. And here we spoke about the youth, the young people as well, how important it is for them to have that connection during the week. Opportunities for people to intentionally come together and follow up on this Sunday's teaching. Because God's word is alive, we can all read the same Bible verse, but it speaks to us in different ways. So when we come together, because we've experienced the message differently, we can share and explore aspects of it and go a little bit deeper. And because we're in small groups, people will have confidence to ask some of the questions that they really, you know, should be asking, need to be asking, and also good opportunity for these feedback channels we're hoping for, so that this information can get back to the leadership team and they can meet the needs of what teaching is basically needed out there. Another area we thought was incredibly important is testimonies. Testimonies are such a powerful way to share God's promises and when he answers prayers and what he's doing in people's lives. So testimonies, we felt, was a really good way to ensure that that teaching of his promises is being shared within the body. And then the last aspect underneath this heading of regular teaching was helping to provide, or help people to understand how to live God's way. And what better way to learn how to live God's way than to put it into practice? Now, I clearly remember our first ever meeting we had as the discipleship team. Lynn brought a verse to us when she was saying, what does it mean? What does this whole idea of this discipleship group mean? And she shared Ezekiel 34 with us. And Ezekiel is all about looking at God's character as the shepherd. And it talks about him searching for the lost. Okay, so in leaving the 99 and intentionally searching for that one, it talks about the need to strengthen the weak. It talks about the need to bound up those that are injured. And I just feel really, the whole team felt really, really strongly that big part of the discipleship area in the church is to just take every opportunity. Like Victoria said, it's that intentional culture of care. And we have so many opportunities to help strengthen the weak, to go out and search for those who are feeling a bit lost, and the opportunities to help people who are experiencing mental and physical health. Those were specific areas we sort of looked at. And then the last objective I'm going to feedback on was to encourage and provide opportunities for all believers to be baptized in water. I'm sure you're all aware of the importance of baptism, the personal decision to repent and accept Jesus is amazing and is transformational and is a big part of being a disciple. But once you've made that personal decision, the next step is to publicly identify with Christ. And that symbolic act, almost for me, baptism is to Christianity what your wedding day is to marriage. So it's that official ceremony. And what an amazing opportunity baptisms are to witness. So the intention of this group is to get at least three dates scheduled and booked in advance. And then teaching can be done from the front just to reinforce the importance of baptism. It's mentioned in Romans, Matthew, John, Acts, Ephesians, that I couldn't possibly read all the Bible verses that talk about the importance of baptism. But that teaching and preparation needs to be done in advance. The invitation needs to be there for people to come forward and take part in the baptism, because it's such an amazing outreach opportunity, such a celebration in the life of a Christian, and such a witness. And last of all, my final point is that when we are baptized, it's done in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And our very last objective was to encourage our members to be and continue to be baptized in God's Holy Spirit. So that's a little bit of a flavor of what we're aiming to do as part of this discipleship group.